Christ. それでは本日の証、伊達弘子姉妹、大杉学兄弟、サラランド姉妹の順番で証をお願いいたします。
先週と続いて、聖霊様に関する、聖霊様は私たちの信仰生活にどういうふうに、動いているかということで、3人の証を今朝にします。たまに聖霊様が大きい方法で、動いていて、たまには小さな方法でも動いてますから、この3人それぞれの、証を聞きながら、私たちもその信仰を強めていくことを期待していますし、また、普段は水戸教会では一人がもう長い証をするんだけど、今日は3人がそれぞれ短い証をして、それぞれの立場、それぞれの経験から、それぞれの人にその信仰を伝われることも信じていますので、今朝神様が伊達姉妹、学君、またサラさんを通して、その証の時間を祝福することを願っています。So, we're just going to continue from last week, focusing on, this is the season of Pentecost. And so last week we celebrated a Pentecost Sunday and Trinity Sunday. And so we've asked three different people from our family to share some short testimonies of faith about how they've experienced the Holy Spirit at work in their lives. Usually at Mito Church we have one person come and they give, about a 30-40 minute testimony. But today we've asked three people to give short testimonies, believing that God works in lots of different people in different ways, and also believing that God will work in those testimonies in different people's lives, different parts we'll be able to connect with. So this morning we want to ask for God to bless the time of sharing, and trust that He will guide and bless all of us in this time.
I don't have a lot of time, so I'm not going to do a lot of introduction of myself. But I was born in Sendai, in the Tohoku region, the northern region of Japan, and I was raised there. This year I'll be 81, and even I am surprised that I've become that age. I was baptized when I was 19 years old, and I would like to share with you how I met God and how I was able to develop faith. It started all when I was a small girl at the age of 6.
私が6歳の時に、私の大好きなおじいさんの、まだ幼かった私にとって人が死ぬというその姿は本当に恐ろしいものでした。私は死んでいくおじいさんのそばに座って全てを見ました。そしてもう私だけは死にたくないと本当に思いました。全世界の人が死んでも私は生きていたいと思いました。何という死ぬということは恐ろしいことだろう。そしてそれは死の恐怖に取りつかれて、昼も夜もその死の恐怖と戦わねばならないような毎日でした。
I was six. My grandfather became sick and he passed away. It was in the morning time, and I remember that very clearly. I was sitting beside the bed with my grandfather, watching him, and I watched as he slowly passed away. I was very afraid of death, and it was the first time for me ever to experience and to see death in my life. And I thought, I don't want to die. Even if everybody else in the world dies, I want to live forever. It was through that fear that I began this journey. I was a little bit embarrassed to tell that to my family and to my friends, to tell them that I was afraid of death and also to tell them that I had a plan to find a way to not die. But I began to try and think about a way, and I even prayed to God. I said, God, please make some kind of medicine that will allow, that I can take, that will allow me to be able to live forever so I won't die. One day when I was a little girl, my sister and I were walking in downtown Sendai. We were near the train station there. And there were lots of really large, tall buildings in the downtown near the station. But right in the middle of these really huge buildings, there was one small building. It's almost in like a little nook. It looked like it was about to fall apart. It was small. Nobody really noticed it. It was old, run down. And my sister and I looked at that. We really wanted to go in there. We really wanted to see what is in that, because it was different. It looked interesting. And there was this little, there's this man with these dolls there, and he said, this man with the doll, and it said, don't go in there. And because it said don't go in there, we wanted to go in there and see what it was. So my sister and I kind of quietly snuck into that area to go see what was in that store. That when we walked into the building there, it was actually I found out that it was a small pharmacy, a small pharmaceutical that was there. And when we walked inside, the first thing that I saw was this sign that said, medicine so that you will never be hungry again, so that your stomach will never go hungry. And so I thought, what is that? And it was some kind of, I don't even know what it is, but it was something that you put in some kind of pot. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, now I get it.
Then I went a little bit further into the store, and it said, medicine to make your head stronger, make you smarter. And I thought, oh, what's that? That's really important. I need that. So I went in and looked, and it wasn't anything that was written in Japanese. It was this huge stack of books that was written in a foreign language. And I thought, ah, if I can read this, then I'll get smarter.
So then, ah, yeah, ぱりこういう本を読まなければ頭が良くならないんだなと思い、漫画はダメだなと。
I looked at those books and I thought, oh, if only I could read this, I'd become so smart. Yeah, it's just for sure. I just can't read manga. It's not enough. I have to actually read some other books.
So then, more to open your eyes, think about more to 面白いものがあるかと思って、そこはもう誰も店員さんもいないし、お客さんもいないし、私と兄と二人きりだったんですね。それで二人で奥に入っていったら、私はずっと書いてあった言葉が死なない薬と書いてあったんです。私が神様、私を死なせないでください、死なない薬を早くくださいと祈っていた私にとって、そこで死なない薬を見るとはよもやもはなかったんですね。死なない薬って何だろうと、もうドキドキしながら、その頭がアーンとなって、それで、そこに走り寄ってみました。そこにあったのは大きな大きな聖書が真ん中からこう開いて美しくこう飾ってありました。
To the very furthest, the back part of the store. None of the workers were back there.There were also no customers back there. I don't think there was anything or anybody back there. But my sister and I went back to the furthest part because this little store was so interesting. And when we went to the back, I was so surprised. There, written in big letters on this piece of paper hanging on the wall, said, "Medicine that helps you not to die." And I thought, I prayed.That God would help me to not die, that He would make some kind of medicine that I could take so I wouldn't have to die. I was just so shocked and so excited, so stunned, I didn't know what to do. So my sister and I went back to see what that was. And when we went back and looked, there was a huge Bible open, displayed beautifully at the back. It was right under there. And that was the medicine that you could take.
お知恵に通っていたものですから、ある程度聖書の話は聞いておりましたし、聖書は知っていました。でも死なない薬というのは、私は何か錠剤とか、それから水とかこう貼るものとか、そういうお薬を考えていました。そしたら慣れた聖書だったものですから、私がとてもあったような、わからないような、嬉しかったような、あまり嬉しくなかったような気持ちで、複雑な気持ちで佇んでいました。
And I looked at the Bible, and I remembered, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I went to a mission school, a kindergarten. So as a little girl, I heard a lot of those stories. Sometimes the teacher read some of the Bible stories to us. So I was a little bit familiar with what the Bible was. But I never linked it with the idea of life and death and something that could keep me alive.When I saw the sign that said, medicine to help you stay alive forever, of course, I didn't really think of a book. I didn't think of a Bible. I thought it was going to be something that you had to consume, something that you would drink with water, something that you know, you'd like stick on your body somewhere, or you know, something magical. I didn't think it was the Bible. So when I saw it was the Bible, I...kind of had these mixed feelings, like I kind of knew, but I didn't know. I was kind of excited to see what that was. I was kind of disappointed to see that it was a Bible. I just felt really confused and surprised by that.
そしてその日が、それからの私の人生の原点になったんです。と言いますのは、本当に不思議なことに、それまで死の恐怖にとらわれて、もう夜は怖くて一人では出られないし、人のいないところを通れない、もう死ぬということの恐ろしさに身に染みて、今日またそんなことになるかと思いました。ところが、なんということか、 私は怖くなくなったんですね。そして初めて聖職で何なのかな、やっぱり神様のことを思い出、それがどんどんどんどん膨れていって、なんだかとても楽しくなりました。さあ、毎日神様のことばっかり考えていました。あ、私から消えていました。
You know, I hadn't read a lot of it. I returned to my home, and I was really amazed at what God did through that moment. Up until that point, there were nights where I wasn't able to sleep at night because I felt a sense of fear. Up until that point, there were roads that I didn't walk down. If I couldn't see anybody and I couldn't see clearly down that road, I felt a sense of fear, and I just didn't go there. But somehow, God worked through that moment. When I returned home, I realized that I was a different person. I realized that I had a sense of peace, and that fear had been taken away from me. And I got a Bible, and I started to read it. And over time, I began to see those changes, that fear disappeared.
この場で死なない薬と言っていたので別にこのないのです。それがある時その漢方薬のような店に入っていっていろんなものを見せられて一番最後に死なない薬と出てきた。これは偶然でしょうか。私はこれは偶然ではないと思います。小さな娘であっても本当に死ぬのが怖い、神様死なないように助けてくださいと祈っていた時に、ここで働いてくださったのがご聖霊だと私は今思います。ご聖霊によって私は死なない薬をそこで見て、本当に同じ言葉があったのでもガーンとなったんですけれども、これは神様の死に深く知ることができるようになりました。
As a six-year-old girl, it's hard for us to believe that God would work in such a powerful way, but He did. Why, as a six-year-old girl, having that fear of death, would I walk into that store, that little random store that I wasn't supposed to go into, and walk all the way to the back and find a sign that said, medicine that will keep you alive forever? Why did I find out that was the Word of God, the Bible? Why did I read the Bible? Why did I know that? I don't think that was something that just happened by chance. I really believe that was the Spirit of God at work in my life, leading me and guiding me. I believe that the Spirit of God led me past that fear when I prayed, God, help me to find medicine to keep me alive forever. Then he had a sign in the store that said, medicine that keeps you alive forever. And I found that through God. I really believe that that's the Holy Spirit at work in my life, even as a little girl.
When he was working, we could not even think of it. It was a reality that happened to me. I learned that from that time. It was really a miracle that he died.私たちを死なせないために、私たちを永遠の命に導くために、イエス様が私に罪人の罪の刑罰を背負って死んでくださった。だから私たちは死なないのだ、そして永遠の命をいただくことができるのだと、本当にそれを心から今しも信じることができるようになりました。
Holy Spirit works in waysthat we cannot explain. The Holy Spirit works in ways that we as humans don't necessarily make all of the connections. But we see that, and that's to help us to know that God is at work in our lives. It's something that is real, something that we do experience, and something that we can testify. So even as a six-year-old girl, I was able to see, was able to learn that there is the Holy Spirit, that God is at work in our lives. You know, I had heard the fact that Jesus died on the cross for us as a little girl when I was in the kindergarten, but I never linked that with the fact that he died so that we can have some kind of conquering over death, so that we can have eternal life, so that we can live with him. Through that moment, I understood, I experienced, and I began to believe that God is at work.
この世で最も屈辱的なそのような十字架の死について、そしてイエス様は釘で打たれ、槍で刺され、そして血だらけになって十字架上で死に、イエス様の流された血潮が十字架を伝わって、今も毎日私たちのところに本当に死にたくないと叫んでいた6歳の頃の少女が、もう本当にそのことを通して、そして状態こそ私たちを命に導いてくださる方で、でも多くの人が永遠の命をいただいて、そして天国に行けるように
At the darkest moment in the world's history, Jesus died on the cross. He died a painful death, and he called out to God. But he did that for us, not for death, but for life. Through that, he conquered over death. He resurrected, and that also gave us life. My prayer.Is that people can experience and know that life deeply, of that medicine that helps us not to die but to live forever. I want to go to heaven with all of you. Let's take a break.
さんの自己紹介をさせていただきます。僕は、2年8ヶ月前に、洗礼を仙台教会の方で受けました。でそれから、受けまして3ヶ月後ぐらいに、水戸教会の方に、移らせていただいて、そこから、今まで皆さんにお世話になってきております。
There are some of you who I don't really know very well, so let me just do a brief introduction of myself. My name is Kaku, and two years, eight months ago, when I was in Sendai doing my first year of work after I graduated from graduate school, I became a Christian. And then several months after that, about 6 months after that, I moved to Mito and have been here for a little over 2 years.
ということで、クリスチャンの、日本人クリスチャンの、平均寿命ですか、3年というのがもう少しで、
Actually, it said that a lot of people, after they, are baptized within 3 years, a lot of them lose their faith. And that's actually a true statistic. So, I'm getting close to that statistic and, still pressing on. So, I'm here to stand up and share a little bit from that perspective.
よく
To be honest, I really understand the challenges within those first 3 years.
まあ、その辺はあんまり大変なでしたね。ですね、初めに聖書に、少し入っていただきたいと思います。コリント信徒への手紙の、第一コリント信徒への手紙の、1章、2章の10節から12節です。
I want to start with a Bible verse, so if you have a Bible, can you turn there? It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to be reading verses 11 and 12.
反応します。人のうちにある霊以外に、一体誰が人のことを知るでしょうか？同じように、神の霊以外に神のことを知る者はいません。私たちは世の霊ではなく、神からの霊を受けました。それで私たちは神から恵みとして与えられたものを知るようになったのです。
For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
聖霊の働きのことを考えると、一番そのことを思います。
If I think about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit at work, this is the thing that I remember the most, I think of the most.
自分が洗礼を受けた時は本当に何も知りませんでした、神様のこと。
It's the point that I was baptized, that I was baptized into God, to a God that I honestly didn't really know anything about.
神様の十字架の意味もわからないですし、愛の深さも全くわからないですし、何が分かって洗礼したんでしょうか。
I didn't understand anything about the cross of Jesus. I didn't understand anything about the depth of God's love. And I sit here and sometimes I wonder, what did I understand when I was baptized?
で、しかし、クリスチャンになると神様に入ってきてもらう、神様の愛を受け入れようと思ってからですね、少しずつですけど神様が私はこうですよっていうのを示してくださっています。
I was baptized because I really wanted to receive the gift of God's love in my life. I wanted that to be enacted. And over time, little by little, I feel like God continues to give me little glimpses of things that help me to hold on and to connect with Him.
神様はやっぱり恵みの神様だということを知っています。それはパン屋でこちらに引っ越してからですね、もうお金も何もない状態でですね、朝からパン屋で働いてたんですけども、必ずお金がない時にですね、いつもパンを神様は、くださるんですね。
It's said that God is the God of grace, that God is the God of goodness and grace. And one example that I can think of that is when I first moved here, I was really poor and I was struggling to find work. I found a job working at a bakery early in the morning, getting up and starting work at 5 in the morning. And I worked there and I remembered that the God of grace when we have nothing, if nothing else, he starts by giving us bread.
神様は私たちのことを自分の子供のように、やっぱり自分の子供のようにというのはちょっと信仰です。信じてくださってるんですね。っていうのは自分が自分のことを信じられなくなった時に、例えば去年はアレン・トンプソンさんなんて明るい、ずば抜けた明るい方がいてですね、本当に僕のもとに、来てですね、愛を示してくれたりですね、本当にありがとうっていう言葉をですね、いろんな人を通してかけてくれたりですね、あとはヒロ君とか、まあ、かなちゃんとかね、温かい友達を、くれたりするんですね。
So, at a time when I have needs, God always provides those needs, just like a father would provide for his child, the child that he loves very deeply. For example, Alan. Alan Thompson was a very bright, unique person in our church last year, and he would come and, you know, give me hugs and say thank you and show a lot of love and care for me. Friends like, you know, friends like Kana.Having friends like that, I really feel like God blessed me and helped to show me His grace.
はい、本当にたくさんシェアしたいんですけど、違う、皆さん、震災復興の仕事に昨年は大きな震災が関わらせていただいてですね、でそれを通してやっぱり感じたのは、いつももうこれ以上ダメなのかなって思った時に、いつも神様がミラクルを起こしてね、道を開いてくれたなっていうのは思います。
One of the things that I also realized last year, as we began the work in the relief work after the disaster, I would see time and time again, just when it seemed like a door was going to be closed, just when it seemed like things were impossible, God would, in some big way or in some small way, miraculously open the way for us, and that He would make something happen. I saw that over and over again in our work.
その逆にですね、神様は時に、ものすごく僕のことをですね、叱ります。というのは自分もやっぱりいろんな場面で皆さんには言いたくないような罪をですね、神様の前に犯してきました。そのために神様は怒っていらっしゃいます。で、神様の前にそのことを認めて、なんて言ったらいいんだろう、悔い改めることをやっぱり神様は望んでいらっしゃるなと思います。で、悔い改めた時に必ず許してくださったなって。
I also see God at work in guiding me back to Him, as I realize the sinfulness in my life. Things that I would be embarrassed, things that I wouldn't want to say, things that I wouldn't want to show or to tell any of you. But God convicts me of those things in my heart, helps me to realize that those things are there. And as I go before Him with a sense of repentance in my heart and prayer, watching as He draws me to Him, watching as He always forgives me.
やっぱり裁きの主であるということも僕の人生を通して短いですけど示されてきているなと思います。僕が神様を信頼して歩むことをやめて、またそれよりもその目の前にいる人を信頼することをやめて歩んだ時には、必ずそういう結果を神様は用意していらっしゃるなって思います。
I believe that God always reminds me of my need for Him. There are times when I kind of lose sight of Him and kind of pull away, where I feel like I don't need to depend on Him. I begin to be drawn more towards other people, to what they think, to what they want to do. And every time, God shows me the part of His character that is right, righteous judge, and helps to remind me again why I need to stop that and to come back to Him and confess my need for Him.
やっぱり最近嬉しかったのは、やっぱり神様が十字架の勝利、よみがえりの主であるということをやっぱり示してくださっているということが、僕には一番好きになっています。
I think one of the things that most recently I can feel the Spirit at work in my life is as God shows me that He is the God of victory, that He is the God of resurrection, and I can see that in my life.
Mama.
So I had chosen Philippians 4:4. It might be familiar to you. It's rejoice in the Lord. I will say rejoice. It had buoyed my spirits more than once through the time that I was thinking about it, and I felt like I was actually memorizing scripture, which I had never really done before.
その時に私が選んだ箇所はきっと皆さんもご存知だと思うんですが、フィリピの信徒への手紙4章4節というところです。主において常に喜びなさい、重ねています、喜びなさいというところです。で、何かがあった時には 常に自分をこう気持ちを浸かせてくれたりとか勇気づけてくれる一節でもあって、前からその本を読んで覚えようと思う前から結構頭の中には常に残っていた一箇所でした。
So on、one particular evening I was getting dinner ready, so with an infant and a toddler and myself, that basically means three different meals、one for each of us. And、I was pretty hungry by this time, andDon't mess with me when I'm hungry.、it was looking good.、I had gotten Claire's dinner ready,、but she probably wasn't eating too much of it. I had set out some spoonable food for Jack, because that's the phase that they're in, about 8 months. And I had just finished getting my much looked forward to dinner ready.
ある夜のことなんですが、夕食の用意をしようかなと思っている時でした。でジャックが8ヶ月でクレアがまだ歩き始めた頃なので、基本的に3食別々に用意をしなければいけない状態だったんですね。ですごくお腹が空いたんです。でお腹が空いている時に私に余計なことはしない方がいいのをちょっと先にお話をしておいた方がいいかと思うんですが、はい、とてもお腹が空いてたんです。で先にクレアの食事を用意をして食べさせようかと、先に落ち着かせようかと思ったんですが、あんまり食事が進んでなかったんですね。でそれから自分で食べながらジャックにもあげられるように離乳食を用意をして、それから自分の準備をして、やっと終わってさあ食べようと思っているところでした。
So as I sat down in my chair to finally dive into my、dinner, something happened that I remember, and the entire jar of Jack's food was jettisoned from the table、all over me and him and the carpet and、I just sat there wanting to eat my dinner and wanting to cry. I was done.
椅子に座ってさ食べようと思った時なんですが、本当に何があったかは覚えてないんですが、何かの弾みでジャックに用意した離乳食が全部テーブルから落ちてこぼれちゃったんですね。で自分にもかかるし、ジャックにもかかるし、カーペットにもぐちゃぐちゃになって汚れてしまって、せっかく食べようと思ってた食事だったのに、
So I got out the stuff to clean it out. I got most of it wiped up. I got the carpet cleaner out. And in frustration, I'm sitting, sucking up pureed who knows what out of the carpet. And the Holy Spirit kind of tapped me on the shoulder and whispered, "What's your purpose? Not to be kidding. Really?" Rejoice in the Lord always.
いろんなところに飛び散ってしまった食事をとりあえず拾って拭き取って、カーペットを掃除する、カーペットクリーナーを取り出して、カーペットがぐちゃぐちゃになったもの、何が何だか分からなくなった食べ物をこう離乳食なのですごいことになるんですけど、それを拭き取って本当にイライラしながら悲しくなりながら片付けてたんですが、生理のなんとなく自分の肩をポンポンと叩いた気がしたんですね。でなんこうささやかけがなんとなく聞こえてきて、今日言った聖句は何と言ってきたんです。こんなイライラしてる時に、もう泣きたい時に冗談でしょうと思ったんですが、まあとりあえずと思いつつ、まあ、主において常に喜びなさい、常に喜びなさいというのをぐずっとつぶやきました。
So、I laughed to myself and I looked at my beautiful kids and、I just felt extraordinarily blessed、and I startedplaying peekaboo with them as I dodged in between table legs, sucking up fiery carrot from the carpet. And、what had been a really stressful, kind of dark,、frustrating moment turned into laughter and fun.
その成果をつぶやいた後に、自分自身にとりあえず笑いかけて、子供たちが椅子に座ったので、その子供たちに向かって、笑顔を作って笑いかけました。でそれまですごくイライラしても悲しい気分でいっぱいだったんですが、不思議なくらいに心の中に喜びと笑顔が心から出るぐらい喜びが溢れてきたんです。で床に落ちた食べ物を片付けながら下になるので、頭を出すと子どもたちがちょうど見えるからになるんですね。でいないいない顔をして遊び出して、すごく嫌な気分だった一瞬がとっても楽しい笑い声が出るぐらい楽しい一瞬に変わりました。
And those are the moments that I know that God is with me. everyday moments that happen to everyone sometimes, but where he's still by my side, where he's walking with me and wanting the best for me and my family.
こういう小さい瞬間なんですが、神様は私のそばに来てくださるなというふうに感じることがよくあります。日常生活の中で起こることなので、誰にでも起こり得る状況ですし、誰でも経験し得ることだと思うんですが、それでも神様は常に自分のそばにいてくださって、私の顔を上げようと努力をしてくださりますし、あとは、私の家族にとって、私にとって最善を常に望んでくださっています。
So, I would say that I didn't really get any like deep theological insight, but what I did get was exactly what I needed to bring love back into my house again.
その経験を通して別なの学術的なというか、専門的な知識を得たわけではないんですが、そういう日々のちょっとしたイライラとか、気分が落ちてしまうような瞬間でも家族にどうやって愛をまたもたらしたらいいか笑顔をどうやってまた戻したらいいかという方法を学ぶことができました。
年を取れば知恵が増す。負けるが勝ちという人もいる。
しかし主は言われる。私の名を読み求める者に私が勝利を与える。
神よ、あなたが与えてくださる勝利に喜びの声を上げます。
今日は私たちの勝利の日です。
This is a day of new beginnings.
This is our day of victory.
The Lord has taken us from a time of trouble
and given us new life in the midst of trial.
Some say vigor is better, age equals wisdom, and a race is won only by the swift.
But God says, I will give the victory to those who call on my name.
O God, we shout for joy over the victories you work in our lives.
This is our day of victory.
Let's pray. ハレルヤ。神様、聖霊様、感謝します。私たちを日々慰め励まし、勇気を与え、生きる力を与え、生きるべき御言葉の糧を与えてくださり、その言葉にすがって今日一日を生きていきなさいと励ましてくださる神様、感謝します。日々の生活の中で様々な声に惑わされ、自分の声に支配され、生きる勇気を失っている私たちに、あなたは聖書の御言葉を通し、また聖霊様が私たちを通して働いてくださる、その現実を感謝します。神様、どうぞ私たち一人一人の中で今週も働いてください。あなたの力を、あなたの素晴らしさをこの世に明かしていくことができますように助けてください。今日改めて伊達姉妹、お水学兄弟、サラランドの姉妹を通して多くの励まし、神様が生きておられる主であり、私たちを日々の生活の中で励ましてくださる励まし主、助け主であることを改めて本当に生活の中で覚えさせていただき、心から感謝します。同じように私たちも、たくさんの証が与えられています。あなたを力強く証しする生活でありますように助けてください。 God, Holy SpiritThank you for your presence. Thank you for your work through us in our lives. Thank you for your encouragement through Date-san, Gaku, and Sarah working with your might in our lives. We also have stories, lots of things in our lives. You're working through each one of us.So we want to be the ones who can testify your faith, how great you are, how merciful you are in our lives. So please strengthen us, mold us, melt us, and use us in our lives throughout this week. 神様、全てを感謝します。今日の礼拝を祝福してください。心から感謝して、尊い救い主、私たちの主であるイエス・キリストのお名前を通して御前にお捧げいたします。アーメン。
アーメン。